From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Incoming Governor Eric Greitens is expected to enact a ban on lobbyist gifts for executive branch officials as one of his first actions. Greitens took the oath of office yesterday at noon. His senior advisor, Austin Chambers, says the new governor will ban all lobbyist gifts in the executive branch and also prohibit those employed by the governor's office from becoming lobbyists after leaving their jobs. Greitens honored veterans, teachers, law enforcement officers, farmers, and others as a part of a ceremony recognizing Missouri heroes. Greitens presented coins and posed for photos for about 150 people yesterday during a Capitol ceremony preceding his inauguration. The ceremony began and ended with a prayer in the procession of the honorees. The University of Missouri plans to be more aggressive in its approach to ticket sales after finalizing a contract with a sales solution company. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the university finalized Friday the contract with IMG Learfield Ticket Solutions, which will have a 13-person team serving as the school's outbound ticket sales unit. The team will work on campus calling potential season ticket buyers and complement the university's ticket operations staff. Brian White, the university's executive associate athletic director for external affairs, says the sales team will likely begin its work in late February. An effort to target crime and improve life in 15 St. Louis neighborhoods is off to a slow start. In December 2015, Mayor Francis Slay released a detailed plan to target 12 North St. Louis and 3 Southside neighborhoods. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that halfway through the 2-year plan, some aldermen are concerned about what they see as only limited progress. Carl Filler, director of strategic policy initiatives in the mayor's office, says that, like everything in government, the plan is moving a little slow. Still, Filler says several initiatives are underway, including more reentry coordinators in city jails, more youth programs at community centers, police officers making home visits to at-risk youth, and more homicide officers assigned to the troubled areas of the city. Missouri State University has agreed to pay $25,000 to a former student who sued after he was removed from a counseling program because he wouldn't counsel gay couples. The Springfield News Leader reports the settlement with Andrew Cash was final last month. They reported the details after submitting an open records request. Cash sued the university in April, saying he was removed from the university's master's counseling program in 2014 after he said his religious beliefs prevented him from counseling gay couples. The $25,000 is the estimated cost for Cash to obtain a master's degree at another university. University spokeswoman Suzanne Shaw says the settlement will be paid from the state's legal defense fund. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.